Hello and welcome to the J2W Project. It is the Journey to Holiness. This particular lesson is going to be so intriguing to you because the J2W Project this week is going to allow you the opportunity to actually hold on to something that you may have been prepared to release. But today, we are going to actually share with you tips on how to find love. Not only how to find love, but how you can keep it. This week's Anchor of Wholeness says, choose life and happiness. Nothing is more important than loving you. You see, what has happened to us as we get through this week, we're going to actually trend our thinking so that we can actually understand that the most important thing is learning how to love you, and then you'll be able to really find true love. This week, which is week 12 of the journey, on page 44 of your journal, is going to encourage you to write down these key facets that are going to be critical in your ability to find love. I have found that we have been taught to value other people's opinions of us, and we've been taught that loving others is the way to make it happen. In addition, we have been taught to perfect right relationships with others by presenting ourselves as someone who is lovable. You see, invariably, we have been focused on ensuring that others see us as lovable and that we overlook the point that the key person or the main person who really needs to have an unconditional love of you, that person is you. You must condition your thoughts to include the fact that if you don't love yourself, you cannot package yourself to be an attractive and lovable person to be accepted by others. No, I'm not talking about physical attraction, but rather a sense of peace and acceptance that lives in your soul. When you arrive at the point that you can celebrate your positive uniqueness, then you're able to truly love yourself, and then you become a magnetic attraction to other people because you now have exemplified the fact that you indeed love yourself. You see, there are two people who really, really know everything about you. First, it's God, and secondly, that person is you. When you learn to know and love yourself like David described God's knowledge and unconditional love of us in Psalm 134, verses 1 through 18, then you will realize that loving yourself began to be the first magnet of finding and attracting love from others. As we actually look into this week, I'd like for you to take particular emphasis in your journal to make sure that you're writing and thinking of the components that are here being expressed in Psalms 139, verses 1 through 18. You see, this particular scripture, as you read through it and study it contemplatingly, looking at the key things about yourself that sometimes keeps you from being at peace. To become whole actually gets you to the point where you can look inside, deal with what's inside, and then put everything into perspective, and following that, to move forward. When you love you, you can radiate to others that you have a sense of self-esteem, that you are self-improved, and that your self-image is fine. You see, because if you go into broken relationships because you've not really accepted yourself, invariably there is going to be failure. This, perhaps, is the cause of most unsuccessful marriages, failed courtships, poor job relationships, and even strained church relationships. You see what happens? The root of all of these things has to do with the denial or the non-acceptance of self-actualization and self-acceptance. Well, this week we're going to change all of that because we're going to let you look inwardly as we review the scriptures so that you begin to look at key things about yourself that you can overcome to help you really love yourself and then become lovable to others. Looking in Psalms 139, one of the first keys to your success here is that you're going to acknowledge the fact that all of this deals with how God sees and knows you and how he still loves you despite. Well, that's almost the way that you and I are going to have to see ourselves in order to be able to find the love that we're looking for. First, it's important for you to acknowledge your failures and your successes. Life comes with failures and successes. The key is you are not going to ensure that you stay with failure. Look at the successful things that you've accomplished. Invariably, sometimes people have given up on themselves because they've looked at the mountains of failure. They've itemized the things that they've not done right, and so much so that they have obscured the fact that they have been very successful in a lot of things. And it is from those successes that we can overcome failure. The next point that I'd like for you to think about is that your thoughts about your past, present, and even your future can become captivating. Be sure that you have dealt with past situations, you have put them into perspective, and that you're not dragging them into your present, because certainly if you adopt that lifestyle, it is going to cloud your future. And of course, show up in every relationship that you're going to encounter with people, be it your husband or wife, friends, working relationship, even family members. Then I'd like for you to think about the fact that your conversations, your actions, and reactions become the mirror of what is inside of you. And so once you get to the point that you can look inside and honestly accept the person whom you are and actually accept the fact that you are lovable, then your reaction to situations will be guarded. When you think about the way you carry yourself and the way you act and react, invariably it's going to say a lot about what you think about yourself. Well, I know sometimes you're tempted to say that other people make you react a certain way or make you behave a certain way. Well, the reality is you and I are not puppets. We don't have to go into reacting to and having others to control us, because all we know is that God is in control, and through him we can do all things. This has another point that I'd like to make for you. This point says that sometimes past problems and situations hinder your future goals and ambition. If you get locked into the past, you are never going to see the daylight and the dawn of a new day. Because what's going to happen, if you find yourself looking back, you're now going to have to adjust your rearview mirror. If you must look back to see how you can improve upon something that is in your control. Then you will move into the situation of understanding your weaknesses. Why, it's almost cheating yourself to decide that you don't have weaknesses that you don't need God to help you with. It is important that you come clean, as the statement says, and say to the Lord, this is who I am, and this is what I'd like for you to help me with. I'm not hiding at all. Guess what? You can't hide it anyway, but at least you're honest enough to confess your faults, and the Bible declares that he is faithful and just to forgive you. Then once you've gotten to that point, you can know that God will be with you in good times and bad times. He promised to protect you and to lead you into your destiny. And when you rest safely in the arms of God, you'll learn that your destiny is in his hands. You know, I found that very often people don't reach their point of destiny that God has intended for them because they have what I call a dual vision. You're trying to look forward while looking at the past. Well, what's going to happen there is invariably you're going to be unsuccessful, because the Bible even declares that a man or woman who is double-minded is unstable. So set your focus, look forward, and decide that you're going to love you because of where you're going, not so much as to where you've been in terms of failure. Then understand that you are uniquely made to be your own person. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has created you, and every step of your life has been predestined by Him. When you understand that, you can then love yourself and say, you know what, I've been chosen by God for this destiny and for this purpose. I'd like to have you think of something else that you have to place in front of your faith and in front of your emotional spirits and say to yourself, I am who I am. You can't pretend. Pretending to be someone else or pretending to be something that you're not leads you to a point of psychological and emotional hypocrisy. You see, hypocrisy has a way of robbing you of true relationships with others. So once you admit who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, your past failures, and look forward to a success, then you'll be able to love the kind of person that you are, and then, of course, become lovable to others. You've got to keep a positive self-esteem. Never, ever let your situations in life cause you to feel defeated. As I've mentioned before, there are some things you must go through. Just don't let it go through you. Keep your positive self-esteem. And then once you've been able to do that, guard your thoughts and guard yourself from falling backwards into old negative thought patterns and into old and negative behaviors. Guard your thoughts about yourself. And then finally, never, ever, ever give up on yourself. Love you. Tomorrow will be a great day. You live and you learn. Whatever errors that have happened in your past, whatever failures, whatever disappointment, take them up. Hold them up to the light of the Spirit of the Lord, and then you'll find a way out of emotional, physical, and psychological darkness. And so I'd like to actually end with this thought that says in Psalms 139, verses 17 and 18, it is so marvelous the way David put this. He said, how precious also are thy thoughts of me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. And this is what you're going to think about yourself. Regardless of what you've gone through, God loves you. That alone is a reason to love yourself. And I can assure you that the more you love, the more you will be able to find the love that you're looking for. Love yourself and love God and know that you can be whole and that all things will work together for your good. So keep loving yourself and be encouraged to know that you are someone special and the love that you're looking for is just as close as the love that you have inside. So until next week, be blessed, be whole, and be free.